This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Montana isn't a big company state, yet we do have important businesses in our midst. Depending on where you live, you might be familiar with some. Conglomerates like Washington Corp, banks like First Interstate or Glacier, energy and mining companies, or even Northwestern Energy. Here's one that may have escaped your attention, Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes. The tribe is many things, but one of the things that's left off the list for many of us is the fact that it's a thriving business, or more accurately, the owner and operator of a range of businesses. There are businesses in manufacturing, power generation, finance, technology, and recreation. Some of those, such as S&K Technologies, have substantial footprints outside the region. Oh yes, CSKT is also a government, with schools, administrative departments, and road and law enforcement employees. Montana's seven other tribes also have substantial business activities, but none match the breadth and scope of Salish and Kootenai businesses that hide from many of us in plain sight. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.